This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome. This is Cliff Central. As you have heard, you are on Beyond Ears and Eyes, and I'm Shemaine Harris.
And of course, when Shemaine's in studio with Beyond Ears and Eyes, so am I, Liesl Tom. Hi, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And today, it's all about girl power, except for our guests, but we're coming to you just now. Our controller today is Sibongile Sithole. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So you've been with us on the show for a while, listening to it. So what do you think?
I love the show, so I'm excited to be part of it today.
I'm so glad you said that. I forced her to say that.
Yeah, Sibongile, we're very happy to have you here because you might have to, like Duncan always does, play guinea pig when our guest starts to get into the practical side of things.
Uh-huh. And I love how she's controlling the board and the mic, and she's just like, I'm listening to you, just do what you want to with me today. But yeah, basically she's happy. So disclaimer, Sibongile Sithole is happy that we read her palm on Beyond Ears and Eyes.
Girl power.
Okay, so the one male in studio, uh-huh, is Chris Page, who is an inspirational speaker, an author. But the reason we invited him in today is he does chirology. Is it chirology, chirology, Chris?
Hi, Liesl. Hi, Shemaine.
Hey, yeah.
Jibongele. Hi. It is chirology.
Okay.
And just before we start, I've put on my sexy voice today.
We're loving it. We're loving the sexy voice. Go slow. Take it easy.
The cold came upon me yesterday. So you're lucky to have me here.
I wouldn't have known if you didn't say anything. What is chirology?
Chirology is the art and science of looking at the hands with reference to the energy of the individual or the owner of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
It differs from palmistry in that it is non-predictive. So it is a self-development a modality where, mm-hmm, you can look at the hands and you can get a good idea and understanding of the person, who they are, or what they're all about, by looking at the lines, dermatoglyphic patterns, which are your skin ridge patterns on the tips of your fingers and behind the lines. Mm-hmm. So I call it the three P's: personality, potential, and purpose.
We're going to get to the three P's just now.
Okay.
And we're going to try and find out what's the fun in having your palm read when you can't see the future. But before we get there, let me just include some people in this. I'm going to give our numbers again. It's 0861 555 189, and the Twitter at cliffcentral.com, and WeChat handle Cliff Central. So 0861 555 189, at cliffcentral.com, Cliff Central for the WeChat. Please do write in, ask us questions if you need anything. Ask Chris specifically if there's anything that you might need to know.
The pressure.
Yeah, and don't ask him to read your palm if he can't see it. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, but you could do about inspiration. You have two things that you do: that you talk inspiration, and you have cards on inspiration. But these are specific cards; you can't find them anywhere else. It's your invention.
That's right. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. About 10 years ago, I've always loved animals, and about 10 years ago, I thought I want to create something like angel cards. So I thought, there's nothing around that has, at that point, that had animals with reference to guidance. So I kind of, in my mind, selected about 36 African animals and connected to their energy, basically, energetically. I like to do that, not only to animals, but to us humans alike. Mm-hmm. So I connected to their energy and I felt the animals just talking to me. So the animals are about guidance from the voices of African animals. So I produced 36 actual cards in a pack, and each one is a different animal that enables one to read and receive some guidance.
When you say the animals speak to you, can you be a little more clear about what the process is? Do they send messages?
You mean to me personally, or when someone reads has the pack of cards?
To me personally, to have come to that point. You know how it is, the cats, do they really go meow, meow, meow? And
Well, it's more energetic than it is voice-wise. So in other words, when they speak to me, it's like receiving information from a source beyond the physical. Mm-hmm. So it's like connecting and going into meditation, and you receive a feeling or an impression. Or an intuitive gut sense. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it was. So each animal spoke to me in an intuitive kind of way. Mm-hmm. I did a bit of research on the animals as well. And I put the two and two together. So I put a bit of the research with what I felt they were trying to communicate to me about. And hence the set of cards was created.
So are there any specific animals that you want to highlight? And then also, but let's go with that first.
Well, for me, I don't know if you've heard of the concept of totem animals. Mm-hmm. And totem animals are about, most of us have an animal that we can relate to, be it a cat or a dog. And a lot of people also have it in terms of wild animals. And mine is the leopard. And the leopard, for example, is a solitary animal. It likes to hunt alone. And it has a strength beyond what people can actually pick up initially. So it can drag a carcass up a tree. So I can relate to the leopard because I like to do things independently. I don't like to be part of an organization. I also, a lot of people don't know or underestimate my strength. So those are that's why it is my totem animal.
And are you shy like a leopard?
Depends what situation I'm in. These.
Okay.
Yeah, generally yes. So that for me in my pack of cards is the animal nearest and dearest to me. But what I can do is I can quickly read one of my cards so people can get an idea of what is written on them.
Mm-hmm. Chris, while you look, Shemaine, what's your totem animal or your favorite African animal?
I have never thought that I have a favorite African animal.
What's
honestly.
Wrong with you?
I know.
Okay, well, think about
I
it.
I have not.
Think about it now.
Think about it now, off the cuff. Before, don't try and analyze or think about it. Just say.
No, I already. You must not even say that to me, because before you even started with the sentence, my mind went through a whole lot of animals. So it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be reflective of what I was thinking. So can you look at a person, though, Chris, and say you look like that kind of animal would speak to you?
No, because it has to be a personal thing. It has to come from you.
Mm. Spongile, maybe you've got an African animal that you think, oh, yeah, that's my totem.
I would like to know the processes that one needs to go through to get the animal, because I wouldn't know what type of animal to choose.
But what's your favorite animal?
I don't know, actually.
You
a cheetah? There you go.
So it's one of the cats.
One of the cats,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. So, and a lot of the time, a cheetah and a lion, the explanation of them is very similar. So so there you go. You said it off the cuff, which means that they have an energy that relates to you or resonates with you.
And doesn't she look cat-like?
Oh, yes. And yes.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just going to start purring.
And with the fangs, yes.
I don't think we're going to invite you back in the studio.
No, I love having her. Just as an aside, Chris, we had a face reader in here a while ago, and she said that if a person has prominent fangs, not fangs, darling, but those very prominent teeth under your eyes, that means they are very ambitious. And am I right?
You are on
absolutely.
The ball.
See, I
on
can be mark. Taught. I can be taught. So teach me. Tell me about this card.
Okay, I'm gonna. I've gone onto my website, mm-hmm. Because these cards are not only available in actual pack format, they're also on my website. So you can either purchase them on the website or you can draw a card on the website. So it's quite easy. You just click on the cards on the home page. You'll see them lying on a little table there. It takes you to that page, and then there's a leaf at the bottom, and you click on it, which I'm doing now. And I've pulled up the praying mantis.
Ooh, which means?
And I'll read that to you. If you have not already begun searching for meaning in your life and the essence of your being, now is the time to start. The mantis was revered by the bushmen of the Kalahari Desert as a spiritual creature and powerful symbol of strength and wisdom. If you are feeling weak or vulnerable now, turn to the absolute power, wisdom, and strength of the awesome energy of your being that animates your body. Empower yourself with knowledge by understanding more clearly the concept of soul and open your awareness to receiving spiritual guidance. Learn the language of your soul by following your gut. Create a sacred space for yourself in which to pray and connect to God within you. Your spirit is strong and will help you to move gracefully through difficult times. Nurture the strength of spirit and use it to guide you in times of sudden misfortune.
So it's quite lengthy, hey?
Yeah.
So you've got a deck.
Yes.
36 cards.
Yes.
How do you shuffle them? You know, because I'm going with my angel cards or whichever deck I'm reading, and then you do the whole thing. Now, this is online. Can you shuffle and do a reading online, a full reading,
no,
except
just pull,
for just pulling one?
You just pull one card individually, yeah. One card, one by one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you would do that on a daily basis or?
Whenever you feel like it. Okay. 10 times a day, once a month, once a day.
All right. Yeah. And then you've also got From Fear to Faith. Also an inspiring piece of work, but this is a book again.
That's right, yes.
So what made you write the book? From Fear to Faith, it says a lot.
You know, I realized through years and years of looking at people's hands that one of the things that holds us back most is fear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do things in our lives. We don't achieve that which we want to do. We don't live a life of fulfillment and happiness because we are afraid. One fear or another holds us back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what is this whole thing of fear? What is it about? And I realized that fear is about a fear of something that may or may not happen. It's always future based. If one lives in the present moment right here and right now, there is no fear. There's only fear in it. It's the concept of what if. What if this happens? What if that happens? It might be a day from now. It might be a month from now, a year from now. But we have a fear of that. And it's an instinctive thing because our bodies are set to preserve life. We want to feel safe. So in order to feel safe, we don't want to take the next step, which mm-hmm. could potentially be harmful, painful, not only emotionally, but physically to us.
Yeah.
But if we learn to manage this fear, and if we learn to realize that we have the power over this fear, instead of allowing the fear to become powerful over us, we can release ourselves from that fear and we can live more fulfilling lives.
Mm. You know, one of the, I mean, for me, it's a very real thing what you're talking about, fear. It's a very real thing. And it's a daily thing and it's something that I have to deal with daily. Mm. And one of the ways that I sort of can deal with the fact that I should not be afraid of the future is literally to anchor myself in the now.
Correct.
But specifically, not to even think of the fear, to go into a space of gratitude where I know, oh my goodness, I'm so afraid of what's going to happen in 10 minutes. And then I just focus and I go like, okay, I can see, I can feel, I can smile, I've got loved ones, but all the things that's tangible now. And that kind of anchors me.
You're doing it perfectly.
You know, so, and then whatever happens after that happens after that. But the good thing is I then have a base from where I go, okay, I'm breathing. And it's like your shoulders literally drop because you go, okay, it's not 10 past 10 yet.
Yes.
It is 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So just, you don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. You bring yourself right back to the present. And that's the, according to quantum physics, that's the only time that actually exists.
Mm-hmm.
What has been does not exist. Mm-hmm. In fact, what I've just said does not exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. It's on podcast. you can download the podcast afterwards. Or you can go to iTunes and subscribe to Beyond Ears and Eyes.
You know when to jump in and promote.
Listen, can we go back to the chirology, please?
Yes.
You said it's not the same as palmistry. I thought it was. Tell me more.
Okay. Palmistry is a predictive form of hand reading. Chirology is a self-analytical form of hand reading. And Shemaine, earlier you said, why would someone want to do that rather than have their future told?
Well, yeah, I'm saying, no, give me the predictive and the non-predictive. What's the fun in just having one? I mean, okay, you don't want to know when you're going to die.
Do you want to meet a tall, dark stranger?
It doesn't have to be dark. Tall would be preferable.
I, as I said earlier, I call it personality potential and purpose. And the potential is the potential for something that you could want to experience in your life. I believe we have conscious and unconscious energy. And if you're right-handed, your right hand will be your conscious awareness. So when I analyze the hands, when I look in the right hand, if you're right-handed, if you're left-handed, your left hand will be your conscious awareness.
Okay.
So if you're right-handed, your right hand will be your conscious awareness. So by looking in that, you can see everything that is above the surface of your life, out in the open.
Okay, and this is the left.
And the left hand will be unconscious awareness, which is everything that's more hidden.
Do you use both?
I use both. So when I analyze hands, I print both of them with ink on paper, which allows me to see the lines and formations of the hands far more clearly than just by looking in them, okay, without the ink. So there is the difference between the conscious and the unconscious. So the trick is to kind of bring the two into alignment, because we, I believe, incarnate into these bodies with the intention of experiencing certain things. It's like going into a meeting and there's an agenda that you need to cover. Okay. The same with this life. We incarnate into these bodies and we have an agenda to experience. And it doesn't have to be experiencing something like a specific career. It can be experiencing death. It can be experiencing the loss of a loved one. It can be experiencing divorce. Whatever.
Hey, it can be good things too, can't it?
Yes. It can be experiencing having a wonderful family or living a really long, fruitful, beautiful life. So we have this agenda. And the hands can, to a certain degree, show that agenda and the potential that you've come to experience your life with. So it's about those experiences. So I might say to a client, all right, you have the intention of being a writer, but they haven't even started writing yet, but they've always wanted to. They can then see that as me saying, I'm predicting that you will write. So it's a matter of interpretation.
Right.
So when I say it's non-predictive, it still can ascertain, or it can guide you as to what your purpose is with this life. And that's the big thing with hand reading, with chirology. It's looking at, why are you here? And that can be very clearly seen in the hands.
I just wanted to ask, you know, aren't these lines just creases from using your hands?
The lines are formed in the 9th week of pregnancy. So a baby already has the lines in the hands. In utero. So it's quite amazing how that intention is already set as early as that.
Can you read baby's palms?
Yes, I have done so.
Amazing. Yeah. So I said to Shemaine, I have to ask you if size matters, but then obviously it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. And the funny thing is, with chirology, with all hand reading, basically, the lines can change, and they change in as few as 3 months. Another reason why I don't use it for predictive purposes, because if I see something in your hand now, that can change in a couple of months' time.
So again, intention.
Intention. So as you change your life, so your lines change. So I've had some people come to see me who I've said, okay, this is what their potential is, this is what their purpose is. And they start making severe changes in their lives, and they go in pursuit of that purpose, and they take heed of what I say. 5 or 6 months down the line, they come to see me again. Their hands almost look like different hands. There are other people come to see me, and I give them the same instructions, but they don't do anything with it. They don't decide to change. They don't go in pursuit of their purpose. And they come to me 6 months later, and those lines are exactly the same. And I'm not talking about the major lines specifically.
You speak about major lines,
if everyone has a look in their hands, the line that runs from the pinky finger, underneath the pinky finger, at the top of the hand, all the way towards the index finger, that is known as the water line. That's the major water line. Now, water relates to emotion, feeling. So that line tells you everything about who you are emotionally. It talks about your relationships. It talks about your sensitivity. Water. I think at this point I need to explain about the elements, because chirology is based on elemental principles.
Okay, because I was just going to ask you now, because I have heard of heart lines and I don't know what you
lifelines,
and you know, okay. But it makes sense, because you make a point of not calling it palmistry. It's either hand reading or chirology.
Yes, in palmistry, it's known as the heart line. And what is the heart? Feeling, emotion. So in chirology, it's feelings and emotions. It's water energy.
So the water line is the same as the heart line.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Lifeline in chirology, we call it the earth line. Okay? Because we're on this earth plane in our lives.
And that one would be which one on the hand?
That is the line that encircles the thumb.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then the one in the middle is the air line.
Mm-hmm.
And in palmistry is known as the mind. And that's why I need to speak to you about the elements. Mm-hmm. Chirology is based on the elemental principles from earth all the way to air and up to ether. We use a fifth element in chirology, which is ether. And let me explain it to you. It's called graduated materiality. And that means it's the degree of density of the elements from the most dense to the least dense. So the most dense is earth. The second most dense is water. The third most dense is fire. And the fourth most dense is air, and then ether. Earth is about practical things. It's about organizing. It's about responsibility, duty. It's about everything that is slow to move. If you think of a mountain, it's slow to move. So it's stubbornness. It is slow to move. It's resistance to change. It is getting caught up in the physical reality. So that's all earth stuff. Mm. Then you get water. When we cry, we release water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about feeling, emotion, sensitivity, sentimentality, relationships. It's about ourselves because we're made up of mostly of water. Then you get fire. When you say someone's got a fiery personality, it's about anger. It's about temper. It's about passion, motivation, drive, determination. That's all fire energy. Everything that a fire burns and moves very quickly. Then you get air, which is the mind. When you say everything's up in the air, it's all in the mind. So it's about thoughts, ideas, concepts, communication, individuality, and independence. Also air energies. Then ether is beyond that. That's spirituality. The thumb in the hand represents ether, which is etheric, beyond the physical.
Okay,
but so you started with the water line, and I wanted to ask you: does the depth of the line indicate, you know, that is it if you have a deep line that you experience deep emotions, or is it not as simple as that?
No, if it's deep, deeply etched, it has an earth quality to it. Okay, the more the lighter the line, the more it goes towards air. So we all have a dominant element. So if someone prints their hands and all their lines are very deeply etched and their skin ridge patterns are very deeply etched, there's an earth quality about it. About
show me your hand, Jermaine. I want to see.
It's very earthy from what he says.
Yeah, well, mine too.
You know? So you
are a Capricorn. So
yes, I am a Capricorn.
That is a very earth-orientated hand. And the shape of your hand is fire.
Ah.
If you take your palm... Mm-hmm. And you compare it to this length of your fingers, your palm is longer than your fingers.
Oh, right.
Okay. Anyone whose fingers are the same length as their palm is a water-shaped hand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's got a short square palm and equal-sized fingers is an earth-shaped palm. And then if the fingers are a lot longer than the palm, that's an air-shaped hand. And that shows a dominance of that specific element. So if, for example, you are dominant in earth in your hands, which it looks like, mm-hmm. it means that you are dominant in the area of practicality. You're reliable. You would be a responsible friend. You'd be a loyal friend. You'd like routine to a certain degree, all of that. But you've got the added
advantage of fire,
which means that it counteracts the slowness of earth, because earth likes to move slowly, fire likes to move quickly. So you would go against that earth by doing things quickly. You'd want to get things done when you want to get them done. You'd be an action-orientated person.
Oh, you know, yeah, it depends on where I'm at in my head. Other than that, I don't know how the process works, because sometimes I'm terribly slow.
Okay, Simongile, you're quite a romantic. You are...
She did not want to hear that. That's not the information you wanted to come out, hey?
You're quite sensitive. In fact, you're very sensitive. More sensitive than you give yourself credit for. Yes, there is that ambition there very strongly. Your views and opinions of life have separated quite a lot from your conditioning. In other words, how you were raised, you are moving in a new direction in terms of how you view life. And you don't really belong anymore to the typical dogma that is attached to your family.
Sana, you are giving family secrets now. Listen, leave the child alone.
I swear you're making her blush, but I want to ask, Sbongile, your that middle finger. Is, yeah, you've got beautiful, beautiful small hands. But her middle finger is a lot longer than the others. Yeah. Does that tell you something?
Well, that finger is the earth finger. So it means that you're also, you have the element of earth in you quite strongly.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, there we go. So, and also that means that you need your security and stability. So if you weren't able to make ends meet or you were struggling financially, it would throw your whole life out. So you need to know that is in place first and foremost before you do anything. You won't be able to function in the day if you didn't know that you're okay financially.
So is that long, that very long Shemaine, middle finger that
behave?
That
she's throwing zap signs in the studio.
No, I want to know because someone who's listening might be like, "Oh, I have a very long middle finger." So is that what you can expect?
Finger, yes. Yeah.
And so, how would you counter that then?
What
the fact that you know everything must be controlled.
Why would you want to counter it? Because that's who you are. So you just have to live within that and acknowledge it and say, "I have to make sure that that's in place in my life." Because if it's not, then I'm in trouble.
And see, I was talking about for the moments where it's not. Life hits.
I see. Okay. You know? So when it's out of sync, then you've got to do everything you can to find that sense of safety and security again. If it's not financially, you've got to do it in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you please just show us, Liesl, you've been sitting with your hand closed, the one with Liesl's. Which one do you want him to read, Liesl?
The right one.
All right. But which one? Which line?
Oh, I don't know, Chris. You choose. Tell us which one you are looking at.
And then while you do that, describe the line
and
as well.
And please don't say too much embarrassing things about me on air.
There's also a sensitivity there. Let me just have a look here. Okay, the interesting thing with Liesl's hand is her thumb is quite dexterous. And what that means is when I push it, it kind of moves with me, and then she tries to resist that. Let go. Let's see how far you can do it. Okay. See that there's an L shape that's formed there. What I'm doing is I'm pushing the thumb down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people, when you push the thumb down, it makes a small angle. So it makes
like a
30
Nike
degree
sign.
Or a 40 degree. Liesl's angle is a 90 degree. Okay. What that means is she's very open spiritually. Okay. Because this is the thumb represents spirituality, and when it's open like that, she's open spirituality. So people who are closed-minded spiritually, people who are very orthodox believers, or they don't want to know about any other person's religion except for their own, they will have a very small angle between the index finger and the thumb.
So next time when someone shows you the loser sign, you can read what
there we go.
Personality
yes,
they
yes,
are
yeah,
like
exactly.
In terms of spirituality.
Can you change that, Chris? Last year I broke a finger and I had to undergo extensive therapy to bend and use it again. Can you, if you wanted to be more spiritually open-minded, can you manipulate that thumb to open
I'm sure if you wanted to be more spiritual, you could break your thumb and go to hospital and get them to reposition.
It's wide.
No, actually, it changes naturally. Okay, so I don't believe you can force anything in this life. The more you force something, the less you will have the pleasure of receiving that.
Mm-hmm.
So, things do change, but they change more unconsciously than consciously. If you try and force it, I don't believe that that's a real way of changing things.
Would any skin blemishes or moles or freckles or scars, would that make a difference?
In palmistry it does, not in chirology.
Okay.
Because chirology, we're dealing with what you inherently have chosen to experience. Unless it was something really severe.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, no.
Right. So if I come to you, I say, you know what, Chris, I've been battling and things aren't going right. I want you to read my hands and then tell me what I could do to change. How would you then go about it in terms of honesty? Because obviously you'll see some things where you go, oh, my goodness, that's, it's quite revealing.
Yeah. Generally, I focus on the positive and try and work on that. So in other words, I say to a person, or like you have a potential to be a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and yet you are stuck as a secretary in a large corporation. How do we get you there?
Mm-hmm.
So then we give practical means. Then they'll come back to me at another point and we'll do like a coaching session. We say, okay, how do we get you from A to B? So we've identified now where you're supposed to be. And that's the most important thing, because a lot of us go about our lives and we're directionless. Mm-hmm. We know there's something more. We know we can achieve greater things or have more in our life or be more satisfied. But we don't know what it is. So chirology says this is what it is, and then we find an agreement around it. Because some people, I might tell them, and they go, no. But 10 years later, they realize that that is so. But at that point, they're not supposed to know it, or they're resisting it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But either way, we identify it. Then we say, okay, now we know you have to get from A to B. What is the best way to get from A to B? Do we need to build a bridge from where you are now to where you want to be?
Actually provide that assistance.
That's more coaching than anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So then we set about a course of action, and then we in touch all the time to say, okay, where are you at that? Have you achieved that? What have you done in pursuit of it today?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is a very step by step process.
All right. We're speaking to Chris Page, and it's chirology at the moment we're talking about. And it's a non-predictive form of hand reading. Mm-hmm. I will not say palmistry.
Yeah, I have to say, this was insulted. News. This was news to me that it's not the same thing.
I know. I was like, you know, isn't it the same thing? But no. How much of it is based in science?
It's actually called the art and science of hand reading. And funny enough, it was used and still is used in Scotland Yard as a science to analyze the inmates, because they found that it took years and years. And also the inmates kind of hid their true essence from the person trying to find out who they are. So they would embellish upon who they are, and they would lie and all that sort of thing. But the hands don't lie. So they called it initially a science, where they looked at the hands and said, okay, this is actually what you're about. This is your potential. This is this makes you either psychopathic or whatever the case may be. I must tell you a funny story about this chap that came to see me.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Okay. Go on with what the cop said about have tendencies to be.
Tendencies to be a psychopath or a rapist or whatever. I've never been able to really see that in the hands, but that is very advanced chirology.
Well, this is fascinating, because Shemaine and I work with reformed criminals, and I was thinking maybe I should ask you if you can see in someone's hand if they are a rapist, a murderer, a thief. Is
what
that
they
possible?
Can do to change it, or maybe not necessarily if they have tendencies to.
Shemaine, you're so nice. Yes.
Yeah, because we all have tendencies to be something real nice.
Wrap it in cotton wool, darling. Go on.
Basically, it's very difficult to identify specific things like rapist or whatever. But you can identify an evil tendency, or a tendency to create harm, or a vindictive tendency. How it manifests is not always easy to see, but you can absolutely see the potential for that kind of thing.
Have you had people come to you with that kind of thing, and then you actually go, dude or lady, hello?
That's the story I want to tell you.
All right, go with the chap.
So this chap came to see me, and very quiet and subdued and very sort of non-communicative. So I printed his hands and we got going, and I would start telling him certain things about himself, and he wouldn't respond, and he kept very quiet, and I was sort of trying to like draw blood out of a stone. Anyway, eventually I kept...
And yet he came to you.
Yes. And I thought, why is he even here? And then I touched on a parental thing that was that I could see. Well, first of all, I saw in his air finger, which is the pinky finger, that it was what I call zigzagged, which means that the bottom phalange goes one way, the middle goes the other, and the top phalange goes the other way. So the pinky kind of does a zigzag. Mm. And that's often indicative of someone who has mental illness,
right,
of some sort. They are mentally unstable, or they have a condition mentally. Right. So I initially saw that, and I just put it in the back of my head. I thought, I must be a little careful here. Anyway, so... He was non-responsive, and I was trying to get him to understand. And I saw this thing in his hand, which related to a trauma in terms of his family, mm-hmm. specifically his mother, in his water line. There was a break in his water line, which is that line to the top of the fingers that we discussed. And as soon as I said that, he sat up straight. He slammed his hands on the desk and he said, "Who are you? Why the..." that was censored. Are you here? Am I here? What's this all about? What's going on? And in that moment, I saw him change personalities instantly.
Did he have a multiple personality disorder?
Yeah. A whole new person came out. So now I thought, okay, now I've got to be... Because he was very aggressive.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, where's the person that was here just now? He said, forget about him. I'm not interested in him. He said, what's this about? And he like stood up as if to lunge forward towards mm-hmm. me. So I said, oh, no, I'm just telling you how fantastic you are. So I battered him up and I said, we're just looking at your amazing potential and how awesome a person you are. And I tried to calm him down by making him feel special.
And that worked.
And that worked.
All right.
And so he calmed down. He said, okay, tell me more.
But this is not an excuse for us to go and look at people's pinkies. or zigzag pinkies.
But
it's an indication that if you're looking for someone to work with or be spoused to, look at the pinkies to see if there's a zigzag,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. But I must just tell you that I could have kicked myself because I should have charged him double. Hey?
Yeah. I think there are some people who might not be laughing.
Can I ask you, Chris, when I was looking at Tremaine's hand, her waterline, and I think we need to move on to the others too, but her waterline seems to be a lot longer than mine and it seems to go up.
Let's have a
what
look.
Does that, you know, it goes towards
okay,
the...
Okay, it points in between your water finger and your earth finger. It also means that you like to be pampered. You like to be felt like, you like to be loved. You like to be, to feel comforted and to feel like you are wanted and needed.
Isn't
and
that a general normal thing?
Yeah, I was just going
thing?
To say that's mine too and my line doesn't look like that.
not everyone feels that way. There are people that go about their lives, they don't necessarily need, a lot of people that I've come into contact with, they're not touchy-feely. Don't come near me. Don't. You'd be quite a tactile type of person. Mm. Also, bearing in mind that you're showing your hand from a distance of how long is it? A meter and a half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I print the hands, I see a lot more detail. So that is the overall thing. Then we go into that and we say, okay, this is the more specifics in terms of that.
Right. Yeah. No. If I know you, I'm quite tactile and very lovely, and you know, and yummy.
Absolutely yummy. Absolutely yummy. What did you say this round line around the thumb was again?
That's your earth line.
Okay, and what does it represent?
And it represents your health. It represents how, I wouldn't say how healthy you are, but there are aspects of it that can indicate health problems.
Mm-hmm.
It also indicates your vitality in life. So if it is really faint and dipped, it means that you may be in a low place in your life. You may be depressed or you may be low on energy. Need vitamins and minerals and all that.
I cannot stop looking at my hands. This has been the worst experience ever because every time I think, oh, okay, something else. Okay, so I'm quite distracted. We have to, you know, almost get there.
Oh my word, look at the time. Okay, let me go very quickly, Chris. Do you take the line and then measure where on that line the person is now in their lifetime?
It can be done, but it's quite difficult because you have to tie up each line, and the lines are all of different length. So it's a whole measuring process, which is advanced. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna have to wrap up soon.
Yeah,
so Liesl's got all your details.
Where did 45 minutes go?
You know, I have so many questions I'd like to ask. If you want to get in touch with Chris, you can follow him on Twitter at Chris Rory Page. You mentioned a website. Why don't you give us your website?
It's easy. It's just my name, www.chrispage.co.za. And that's without the I, chrispage.co.za.
And today's show you can download, go to Cliff Central, or you can also download the iTunes app, and then you can
subscribe and listen to us every week on iTunes.
Yeah, and it's been really lovely to be with you. Spongile, thank you so much for being with us.
Spongile, I want you back next time. Don't tell Duncan.
I won't.
Are you causing trouble?
Ash!
I mean, really, Liesl, is this how we're going to go out now?
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye now.
This is CliffCentral.com.